This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, July 11, 2022, and these are the headlines. The Regional Office of the National Bureau of Investigation is set to reenact today the incident that resulted in the death of a teenager in the hands of a police non-uniformed personnel about a week ago. Juhari Guro, NBI agent on case, said an NBI team from Manila is helping the regional investigators, even as he urged witnesses and those who have knowledge about the incident to cooperate with the probers. Guro said his team has interviewed several witnesses to the incident, which resulted in the killing of 19-year-old Amir Khan Mangakop after Dr. Marvin Ray Andrew Pepino shot him. The family of the victim, through their lawyer, said Pepino shot the victim 7 times that led to his immediate death. The NBI decided to conduct after the family sought its help and asked the police to inhibit from the case for fear of whitewash. In another story, the city government has assured everyone that security plans are tight for the upcoming Kadayawan sa Davao Festival next month, as the event marks the first face-to-face celebration in the city since the COVID-19 pandemic devastated the world about 2 years ago. City Administrator Francis Mark Layog said during the launching of the festival last Friday that security of people during the event is a top priority, even as he urged everyone to continue following the minimum health standards. He said the city government will pattern the security plan with the one used during the oath-taking ceremony of Vice President Sara Duterte. In a message read for him by Vice Mayor J. Melchor Quetain, Mayor Sebastian Duterte said residents and visitors will be able to witness the festival because the city has opened its borders to everyone. In business, a former central banker projected the domestic inflation rate for this and next year to reach 5.5% and 4.5% respectively, citing volatilities in oil prices, among others. Former Banco Central ng Pilipinas Deputy Governor Diwa Ginigundo said uncertainties on developments around the globe are causing upticks in prices of commodities and have resulted in second-round effects in the country. As of the first 6 months of this year, the average rate of price increases stood at 4.4%, higher than the government's 2-4% target band until 2023. The monthly inflation rate surpassed the government target range last April, when it accelerated to 4.9% from the previous month's 4%. It posted higher levels in the next 2 months to 5.4% and 6.1% respectively. In sports, Filipino sensation Mark Magsayo lost his World Boxing Council featherweight belt to Mexican Ray Vargas in a split decision on Sunday, Manila time, at the Alamo Dome in Texas, USA. The previously undefeated Magsayo lost to Vargas, who is a few inches taller, when two judges scored in favor of the Mexican, even if the Filipino landed a solid right in the ninth of the 12-round bout. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Please hit like and subscribe to our YouTube channel for the latest news in Davao City. This has been Deborah Uson.